This podcast is brought to you by Real Life Captioned Eroticas. Check the link in the description for the sexy, visualized stories of your dreams. You're listening to Snack-Sized Sexy Stories, Short Sex Stories, read to you by us. Start or end your day the sexy way. Check out the link down below for more stuff from us. Enjoy listening to our hot steamy stories.
The next story is posted by Sunset Hue. From our / erotica, the title of this post is A Secret Lust. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Chloe sat at the hotel bar and cursed her luck. First, her flight had been canceled. Then she wound up completely unable to book a hotel room because they were all snatched up by other travelers. As it was, she was stuck here, sitting at the bar with her suitcase under her chair, slowly nursing a drink. She had been on vacation in Cancun, Mexico. On her way back home, she had a connecting flight in Texas, where she was now stranded. Who would have expected a freak snowstorm in Texas, of all places? Here she was, wincing against the chill in her tank top and loose-fitting shorts. Her long blonde hair was braided down her back and it blew in the wind every time someone opened the bar door. She was cold, miserable, and wanted to get home to her husband. She was so lost in thought that she didn't notice at all when a nicely dressed older gentleman sat down next to her. Well, older than her 29 years at least. He was still youthful, with the first streaks of gray starting to shop up in his beard and dark brown hair. He stared at her with a wistful smile for a moment before leaning forward and waving his hand to get her attention. Chloe snapped back to reality, startled. "Oh," she said, "I'm sorry. I was completely zoned out there." "No problem," he responded with a smile. "You just looked awfully cold sitting here by yourself and I was a little bit worried about you." Chloe nodded. "Yeah, I was down in Mexico on vacation. I went to the beaches, did scuba diving, all that. Then on my way home I got stranded here." Chloe waved her hand around the room. "No luck getting a hotel room?" he asked. "No luck at all," she sighed. "As soon as the bad weather hit, everyone started snatching them up. Now there isn't an empty room in the city." The man nodded understandingly. "Listen," he said, "my name is Jake. I've got a room here in this hotel. Why don't you come stay with me?" Chloe hesitated. She was married and wasn't too keen on the idea of staying in the same room with a man she had just met. At just that moment, the bar door opened again, and a blast of chill wind swept over her. She shivered reflexively, then gave in and nodded. Anything was better than freezing to death down here. Besides, it was just one night. Jake beamed a smile. "Fantastic," he said. "How about I buy you another drink and then we head upstairs?" Chloe realized her drink was little more than ice water at this point. She didn't see the harm in one more drink, so she nodded her agreement. "What'll you have?" Jake asked. Chloe thought for a moment then responded. "I drank a lot of tequila down in Mexico, so why not keep up the trend?" Jake nodded his agreement and ordered a tequila drink for each of them. As they drank, they sat and made small talk, with Jake doing his best to use his body to shield her from the wind. "So," Jake said, "you're married?" Chloe replied, "Yeah, for 10 years now. We were supposed to go on this trip together, but his work schedule got screwed up and he couldn't make it. We had already paid the deposit, so I wound up just going by myself." "That sucks," he replied. "What about you?" Chloe asked. "Are you married?" Jake held up his bare hand for her to see. "No marriage for me," he said. "Never had much luck with women, unfortunately. Never seems to work out." Chloe gave him a glancing look over and found his answer surprising. He obviously took care of himself. Judging from his clothing, he had at least a respectable amount of money. He was fit, lean, and Chloe found herself admitting that he was pretty good looking. They continued sipping their drinks. A large crowd was coming in through the bar door, holding it open. Chloe found herself shivering again. "Come on," she said, tossing back the entire remainder of her drink. "It's too cold down here. Let's get out of here." Jake did likewise, and the two of them headed over to the elevator. He offered to carry her suitcase, but she declined. He led the way down the winding hallway to room 306. A quick beep of his scanned keycard opened the door and they made their way inside. The room was large and quite spacious. There was a single king-sized bed, but also a comfortable-looking couch. Jake spoke up as he saw her eyeing the bed. "You should take the bed tonight. I can sleep on the couch." "Are you sure?" she asked. He shrugged. "Yeah, it's just fine. Why don't you go ahead and get comfortable? Get some rest. You look worn out. I'm going to take a quick shower before bed. Chloe didn't argue. She rolled her suitcase over to the bed and collapsed into the soft sheets and pillows. She had been awake for quite a while now and the jet lag was completely wearing her down. She could use a nap. She kicked off her shoes and made herself comfortable. In a distant room, she heard the sound of running water. She found the TV remote and flipped it on. A cooking show was playing on Food Network. She was okay with that. Not that she expected to be watching it long. She leaned back onto the pillows and was asleep almost instantly as the day caught up with her. A short time later, she was awoken by the sound of footsteps nearby and jerked herself awake. Standing in front of her was Jake, facing away from her and completely nude as he rummaged through the clothing in the dresser. She must have reflexively gasped, because Jake spun around and grimaced. "Sorry," he said quickly. "I thought you were asleep and I just wanted to grab some clothes after my shower." Facing her now, his crotch was right at her eye level and she found herself accidentally staring directly at his naked manhood. He held a neatly folded shirt in front of his crotch to shield himself, but not before the image of his phallus and pubic hair was seemingly burned into her mind. Jake grabbed some clothing and retreated into an adjacent room. "Sorry, again?" he yelled back to her. She yelled back, "No big deal. It's all good." Chloe rolled over on her side, wanting only to go back to sleep. As she drifted off, she found herself thinking again about what she had just witnessed. The thought drifted aimlessly around her brain as she drifted back to sleep. Thoroughly exhausted, she slept like the dead for an hour, then another. Then, she felt something on her wrist that caused her to stir. She tried to pull her arm closer to look at it but realized she was somehow cuffed to the bed. Her arm wouldn't budge and was held tightly over her head. She reached over with her free hand only to be intercepted by a pair of strong masculine hands. The room was dark but she still recognized Jake. "What are you doing?" Chloe said shrilly as he shoved her back down onto the bed. Jake didn't respond, but continued struggling with her, pulling her free hand down to another set of cuffs. "Let me go!" she yelled loudly, trying to free herself. She never saw the slap coming and it sent her head spinning. She fell back onto the bed bonelessly. As the cuffs clicked into place around her wrist, Jake said, "Shut up. Be quiet now. You're going to love this." Now she was securely bound to the bed by her wrists. She struggled and pulled against the bonds but couldn't move at all. She lay on her back, helpless, struggling to steady her head. Chloe inhaled sharply, ready to scream again. As she did so, Jake's arm rose up threateningly and she winced in terror instead. "Please don't do this," she said. "I'm married. I don't want this." Jake replied, "Oh yes you do. I saw the way you were checking out my cock earlier. Don't say you weren't." Chloe spoke up in a pleading tone. "I wasn't looking at you. I didn't mean to. It was just an accident. Please. Let me go." Jake shook his head and moved forward to stand beside the head of the bed. As he climbed into bed on top of her, Chloe realized he was still naked. She began to struggle harder, the cuffs digging painfully into her wrists. He moved up to the head of the bed and presented her with his erect cock. "Open your mouth," Jake said demandingly. Chloe shook her head and glared up at him. He drew back and slapped her hard a second time. As she gasped in pain, her mouth opened and Jake leaned forward, forcing his hard prick into her mouth. Chloe immediately gagged and tried to pull her head away, but her motion was too limited. She couldn't escape him. Jake moaned softly in pleasure. He reached down and grabbed her long braid, using it to control the movement of her head. She sputtered and gagged as he withdrew his cock only to plunge it back in again. He fucked her face relentlessly as she choked on his length. Long strands of saliva ran from her mouth down her neck. Then, he withdrew his member and said, "Come on, be a good girl and suck my cock. Otherwise I'm going to have to slap you again while I force it down your throat." Chloe nodded as tears streamed down her face. She opened her mouth and began to bob her head up and down on his cock. She couldn't believe she was willingly sucking another man's cock, but she was terrified of being hurt. Jake moaned in pleasure and said, "There, that isn't so bad, is it? Do a good job now or else." As he raised his hand menacingly, Chloe sucked his cock as hard as she could, gagging as she bottomed out with her lips pressed against his body and his full length in her throat. She realized that if he came then he would probably let her go. So she resolved to bring him to orgasm as quickly as possible. She used every trick she knew to pleasure him. It was awkward without being able to use her hands, but she ran her tongue along his length and across his cock head. She slurped greedily, ignoring the saliva pouring from her mouth. She just wanted to make him come so it would be over. He held her braid painfully tight as she serviced him. He could feel the orgasm building up as she expertly worked him. Not ready for his fun to end, He pulled his cock out of her mouth with a wet pop. "Good girl," Jake said. "Now I think it's time you got what you've been wanting." With that, he moved down to her legs on the lower half of the bed. As he reached into the waistband of her shorts, she kicked and failed, but he grabbed her legs in an iron grip. He held her ankles in one large fist while his other hand roughly pulled down her shorts. Chloe squirmed on the bed and begged, "No, please don't do this. I'm married. I will blow you all you want. I will make you come, I promise. Just please don't rape me." Chloe had been with her husband for 10 years now. She couldn't remember the feel of a dick that wasn't his. As Jake grabbed at her panties and pulled them down, she knew that was about to change. With a final tug, he pulled her shorts and panties off, tossing them to the side. Her smooth-shaven labia was exposed. She squeezed her legs tightly together to hide her sex. "I'll call the cops," she threatened. Jake sneered down at her. "So what? I'll just tell them you wanted it. You came up to my hotel room, remember? Everyone saw us drinking together at the bar. No one would believe you, except maybe your husband. Where is your cell phone? Should I call and let him listen?" "No, please. Please don't. He can't. He can't ever know," she sobbed. Tears rolled down her cheeks as Jake grabbed her ankles again. She resisted for a moment, but knew it was hopeless. She knew she was going to be raped. Chloe gave up and let her body go limp. Jake opened her legs easily and wide so that her sex was exposed and vulnerable. As her legs opened, so did her labia, and he took in a full view of her nudity. "There you go. That's a good girl," Jake whispered. "Let it happen." Jake climbed up onto the bed between her legs and positioned himself in front of her slit. "Please don't do this," she cried one last time. Jake ignored her and rubbed his cock head against her entrance. They were both surprised to find that she was already wet and lubricated, as much as she had fought it. Her body couldn't help but react to the stimulation, and Jake was able to push his way into her body easily. They moaned together as he penetrated her. She lay there limply as he began to fuck her. Her willing sex took him easily, and the room filled with the slick wet noise of his motion. His cock was a good size, and Chloe could feel her walls spreading to accommodate him. He filled her nicely, and to her horror she began to feel a familiar burning ache begin to build up between her legs. She begged her body not to betray her, not to do this, but it was completely outside her control. As much as she hated it, her body wanted what he was giving her. The bed rocked and creaked as he fucked her harder, more roughly. Chloe hung there, handcuffed with her legs wide open and unable to move. Then suddenly, he stopped, with his link still inside her. He leaned over to the side and picked up her phone off the side table. He clicked a button and the screen lit up, illuminating his hard face as he scrolled. Chloe quietly sobbed. "You know what?" Jake said. "I changed my mind. Maybe your husband does deserve to know what a slut you are." He paused for a moment, then held up the phone so she could see it. A familiar picture of Chloe and her husband was on the screen, next to the name Jason. "This is him, right?" Jake asked. Chloe froze. She didn't know if she should lie or admit the truth. Either way, she felt hopelessly ruined. "Please don't," she begged. Jake only nodded and pressed the green call button. Chloe prayed that he wouldn't answer. The phone rang several times and she began to hope. Then there was a click. Jake leaned forward and held the phone up to Chloe's ear. As he did so, his phallus entered her body the rest of the way. She winced and gasped silently. "Han?" A sleepy male voice answered the phone. Chloe screamed on the inside. Yes, it's me," she replied, trying to hide the sound of her crying. "Is everything okay?" "You don't sound so good," the man on the phone said. As he did do, Jake began to fuck her again. Slowly at first, Chloe struggled to control her breathing as she said, "Yes, everything is just fine." Jake picked up the pace a bit, silently patting away against her body as they talked. "Did you need something?" the man on the phone asked. Jake used his free hand to hold her ankles together, closing her legs and tightening her vagina on his cock. Chloe was breathing in fast, silent gasps, and her face was blushed red. She replied breathlessly, "No, I just wanted to hear your voice." His reply was lost as Jake pulled the phone away and covered it. He whispered down to Chloe, "If I hang up the phone, will you come for me?" Chloe nodded frantically, willing to do anything to end the phone call. She would never forgive herself if she orgasmed while on the phone with her husband. Jake started to bring the phone back, but paused and smiled maliciously as he said, "You promise?" Chloe gripped the sheets as he pumped his cock into her. She whispered, "Yes, I promise. I promise I will come on your cock." Jake nodded and held the phone back to her ear. She realized she was grinding against him. Chloe interrupted her husband and said, "Sorry, I've got to go. I'm really busy." Jake pistoned hard, driving his full, thick length into her pussy. "Oh," the voice said disappointedly. "Well, I hope you come home soon," Chloe pleaded with her eyes, begging him to end the call before she came. Her grip was white-knuckle and she could feel her pussy throbbing around him, begging for its own release. "I will," she replied in a single gasp. Her eyes were clenched shut and she was thrusting her body as hard as he was now. Her clit ground against his body, and it sent shockwaves of pleasure coursing through her. The soft voice spoke up again. "Well, see you soon. I love you, Chloe." Chloe could feel her wetness dripping and running down her thighs. The sheets under her were soaked. I love you too," she gasped as her legs began to tremble uncontrollably. She was on the edge and couldn't hold it back any longer. Her whole body shook as she fought to get the last words out. Jake held the phone there for a second longer, grinning evilly at her, then finally pressed the red disconnect button. Chloe climaxed instantly. She cried out loudly, in a form of pleasurable agony. Her vagina squeezed around his cock as if hungry for his seed. She pulled on the cuffs and contorted as he continued fucking her through her orgasm. She moaned deeply on each thrust. She hadn't fucked another man in 10 years and now here she was riding and grinding on a stranger's cock while she orgasmed wildly. A distant part of her was mortified, but the pulses of unbearable pleasure that were shocking her body pushed away any rational thought beyond simply savoring the cock that was inside her. She came for several long moments. Finally spent, she laid back and fell into the bed. Jake slowly pulled his cock out of her limp body. She moaned lightly as each inch was extracted. Jake laughed to himself in satisfaction. He watched her silently as she recovered. Finally, after long moments of catching her breath, Chloe spoke up. "There, I came. Are you happy now? Will you let me go?" Jake laughed again and shook his head. "We aren't done here yet." Chloe grimaced and began to cry again as she said, "What more do you want from me? I don't have anything else you can take." Jake smiled at her and said, "You've got the wrong idea. I'm not taking anything. This time I'm going to give you something. Let me ask you, do you have any kids?" Chloe shook her head in confusion. "Well," Jake said, "you will after I'm finished with you." Her eyes widened in panic. She shrieked, "No, you can't. I'm not on birth control." Jake simply laughed at her as she squirmed and tried to break free. She remained cuffed and helpless. He lined himself back up with her soaked and dripping slit, then pushed himself inside. He began to pump into her, fucking her for his own pleasure this time. He held her ankles up high and his balls slapped against her asshole with each thrust. He pushed his full length into her body, painfully impacting her cervix. "Are you ready to be a mother?" he asked her. She continued crying and begged him, "No, please don't come in me. I'm not on birth control. I don't want to get pregnant." Jake smirked as he continued working her hole. "Too bad. I think you will make a great mommy to our baby after I fill you up." Jake's balls ached with need after the long period of fucking and he badly needed to empty them. Chloe began to cry loudly and Jake slapped her hard enough to silence her. She was limp and helpless as he fucked her to his climax. As Jake came, he pressed all the way into Chloe's body. The head of his cock was pressed directly against her cervix as his seed flooded into her womb. He moaned loudly in pleasure as his cock throbbed and pulsed, shooting load after load deeply into her body. Chloe sobbed quietly, knowing that she would soon be pregnant. She wouldn't even know who the father was and would have to lie to her husband, claiming that it was his. He could never know the truth. The huge load of semen mixed with her own fluids and soaked into the sheets under them. Jake ran his hands along Chloe's body, savoring the moment. Finally, he pulled out of her hole and climbed off the bed. He began to wipe himself down with a towel, cleaning off the semen and feminine fluid from his thighs. He stretched tall, thoroughly satisfied with his work. Chloe was thoroughly broken and used and only continued crying quietly to herself. She was already working out what to tell her husband had happened, if anything. She wondered if she would be allowed to shower in the morning, or if she would be going back home to her husband with Jake's load still inside her. She knew he would want to take her as soon as she got home and she wondered if he would be able to tell that she was freshly fucked and had someone else's semen inside her body. Jake yawned with exhaustion. He climbed up into the bed beside Chloe and laid down beside her, cuddling up to her. She tried to pull away from him but could not. He rolled over and held her, cupping her breast and holding her half-naked body against his. Chloe lay there in his grasp as fluids dripped out of her. The sheets under her were cold, wet, and sticky. She knew that she would be going to sleep tonight with a womb full of semen. She couldn't wait to get home to her husband, who would never know a thing.
That was one hot and steamy story. Make sure to subscribe and check the links down below to be notified for daily episodes that would make your day a few times spicier. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again with another hot, steamy sex story.